Twitter is still a company in transition, and it's not going very smoothly. Today, the company felt the need to publicly clarify that their open CEO gig is, in fact, a full-time job. Tell us why the board made this announcement.
Well, I think that a lot of people have been speculating for probably good reason over the last couple weeks since they announced that Dick Costolo is going to be stepping down, that Jack Dorsey may become the new CEO. And he's the interim CEO and obviously the co-founder of Twitter, but he's also running another company by the name of Square, which is a pretty big, although it's private, a pretty big private company. And so I think that it's a little bit confusing here because they say, hey, just FYI, being the CEO of Twitter is surprise, a full-time job, and we expect someone to commit to that totally. At the same time, it's not entirely clear whether or not that means that they're eliminating Jack Dorsey from contention for the position or just simply saying if we were to give it to him, he would have to give up running Square because, you know, let's think about it. It probably wouldn't be very easy to run those two companies, even though the offices are about 50 yards from one another. So I think what they were simply trying to do was saying, hey, don't worry, if we hire Jack, this is going to be his priority. And then if we don't hire Jack, whoever else we hire is not going to be running another company at the same time. Shareholders, you can rest easy that whoever takes this job is going to make it their top priority.
Now, Chris Sacca, he's a big investor, a longtime Twitter investor. He's been criticizing the company very quietly from his blog, criticizing them for their lack of direction. And late last week, he blogged again about how the announcement of Dick Costolo's departure was, quote, sloppy and confusing. Do you agree?
I don't know if I would classify it quite that harshly. But what I do think, and I think he brings up a good point, is that a big knock on Twitter, basically since day one, has been that a lot of people don't fully understand what the service is meant to do and exactly how it fits into their life. So those people who have adopted Twitter, who use it every day, I think they really get it. Those are the people who love the product. They get it. But for bringing on new users, this has been a long struggle for them, is simply explaining, here's what Twitter does, here's why it's valuable to you. And so I think what Chris has said in the past is that, hey, Twitter's done a bad job of telling its own story, right? Not only from a product perspective, but to Wall Street as well, explaining here's how we're going to make money. Here's why the executive team is changing. Here's why, in this case, Dick Costolo is leaving. And so, you know, he pointed out this seemed to be a missed opportunity, right? The stock basically did not move at all when the CEO of this publicly traded company announced he was stepping down. Like, how bizarre is that, that no one even reacted on Wall Street for the most part? And so I think, you know, ultimately, when you make a big time decision like this, you want it to reflect positively for the company on Wall Street, and it really didn't happen. So he was taking that opportunity to kind of say, hey, listen, I think that there were some things that maybe the company could have done to frame this in a better light, and they didn't do that. I don't necessarily think that was as big of an issue as he does, but I'm also not a stockholder of Twitter, so I wasn't paying as close of attention to how the stock was moving.
Right. I mean, it's so interesting because Chris Sacca writes these really long blog posts. I mean, he basically says, this is going to be long. You're going to have to read it all if you really want to understand it. It's basically the opposite of what Twitter is. And even though he keeps saying, you know, don't just take pieces of this, that's exactly what people are doing.